How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. My brother Tim will not be with us on this installment of Grady Nation. He's a little bit upset that the individual who performed on America's Got Talent that claims to be blind and autistic is getting so much praise. As you know, my brother Tim is unable to speak, so he's very much sensitive to those instances where people with disabilities that attempt to be entertainers get praised. Because my brother, he's very competitive and he wants to be an entertainer. He wants to be a world-class Special Olympian. He wants to do all those great things. And so when he sees Cody Lee, he gets a little bit frustrated. My brother Tim told me that he thinks Cody Lee is actually an actor. He does not believe that 1 second you can look like you're crapping yourself, and then the next second look like you just ate a delicious bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, and then walk on over to a piano, play it perfectly, and sing all the right notes. He just doesn't believe that Cody Lee is blind and autistic. And, I mean, that's my brother's own personal beliefs. Please don't send your hate messages saying that I'm perpetuating a conspiracy theory. It's just a matter of my brother just feeling like Cody Lee's getting too much attention. And, you know, my brother would like some attention for his efforts at being an entertainer. I guess that's one way of framing it. So we're going to do two things today. We're going to talk about Kylie Jenner's latest vlog, which after 2 days already earned over 15 million views. Pretty impressive. We're going to do a watch along. And then we're going to talk about Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder getting demonetized by YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, you're going to want to go on YouTube, type in Kylie Jenner. It's probably the first thing you get is this vlog at the top of the list. Either that or her getting drilled by the Philadelphia 76ers in a gangbang. It's certainly possible. No, I don't think that's going to be on YouTube. One can only hope that maybe someday. No, I'm kidding. So you're going to want to type in Kylie Jenner, A Day in the Life. And we're going to watch this together. Or you can just listen in as I watch this for the very first time and react to it. So Kylie Jenner, A Day in the Life, type that into YouTube, and on the count of three, I will press start. 1, 2, 3, start. Okay, we see a little person walking around. Oh, I believe it's a baby. Okay, there's a lot of flashing going on. Folks might have seizures. Okay, she's talking like she just smoked some pot. That's okay. She's looking kind of like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Girl. Very interesting facial structure. I'm not sure if she's human. I don't know what the heck is going on with that accent. I mean, it's kind of, is there such a thing as a Valley Girl mulatto accent? I don't know. Okay. She's talking about her makeup artist friend. And she's kind of blinking like crazy. She's receiving explicit text messages from her sister Kim Kardashian. Looks like a picture of Kim fingering herself. My apologies, I stumbled over myself trying to get that out and contemplate what that would actually look like. Now, Kylie has a knife and she's walking into her baby's room, and I think she's pressing the knife against her baby's neck. I don't know if that's appropriate. Yeah, the baby said that it had a good sleep. Okay, the baby is wearing glasses from the 99-cent store. And the baby has a lot of clothes. Goodwill has been very generous. I think the hanger is more expensive than the clothes. Oh, now she's assaulting the baby with kisses. But, I mean, it was pretty violent kisses. It looked like the baby got whiplash. And now she's getting her hair sprayed. I guess that's her hair, or I don't know what's going on. It looks like a creature. Now she's in her fitting room, and surprisingly, there's not much ejaculate on these clothing, pieces of clothing. You would expect a lot of stains, but not many stains to be seen. Now she's looking at a Carmen Sandiego jumpsuit, but it's in pink. She has an obsession with pink, and I bet you she touches her own pink quite a bit. Oh, this is inane. Who the hell is watching this? Over 15 million at the time of this recording. I'm 3 minutes, 44 seconds in, and I want to walk into a wood chipper. All right, let's see. Lots of cars. Not impressed. You know, you haven't really made it until you have your own personal driver. If you're driving yourself, you're a crumb bum. No, I'm kidding. Boy, I think she went to the Michael J. Fox School of Cinematography, because her hand shakes like crazy when she's holding a camera. And I don't know who that was that she pointed the camera at. I don't know if it was her sister or lover. Is it Kendall? Is it Kendall with no makeup on? I'm very confused. Oh, it is. It is Kendall. I can tell by the monotone voice. Oh my God, Kendall just grabbed Kylie's breasts. Okay, now they're in a cafeteria, I'm assuming. And what's her name? The mother. The mother with the burn victim wig on. Looks like she was in a house fire and they gave her a wig made out of old broom bristles. Okay. Kendall collab meeting, 11:30 a.m. They have an illegal immigrant serving them food. Was this video sponsored by Essentia Bottled Water? Okay, they're showing Kylie pretending to work, making decisions about her low-rent cosmetic line. Fair enough. Now she's trying on lipstick. And I think she just gave herself a wedgie. She is seeing the baby. Oh my God, she's thrusting herself into the baby. This should be an age-restricted video. Lots of improper content featuring minors. And the baby has a car and it's not wearing a helmet. What if it crashes and bursts through one of these glass offices? Okay, now the baby has its own room with a kitchen office space. It actually looks like my brother Tim's room. No, I'm joking. All right, this is more than enough for a video, but there's still about 11 more minutes of this crap. 2 p.m. Kylie skin meeting. All right, now the baby's sitting in on the meeting and making a mess, and Kylie is doing everything within her power not to snap the kid's neck. The baby is treating the cosmetic paperwork like it's a placemat at IHOP. Now the well, I see. I don't know what background the baby is. You know my I won't say the term that my parents would use to describe the baby, because they when I was growing up, they used the term mulatto, and I don't want to use that term on Great A Nation. It's just not appropriate. Oh gosh, how many times does she touch her face? It's like a nervous tic, and it's very obnoxious. And her hands are shaking. I don't know if it's the key bump that she just did or what. Very fidgety. Now she's in a pink bathrobe. And there's nothing sexy about a bathrobe, you moron. It's almost like a Mr. Potato Head, but a female version that can walk and talk. It's very strange looking at this creature. And it's bizarre that, a lot of young girls idolize this woman, given that she's very bizarre looking. I mean, everything is fake: eyebrows, lips, eyelashes, very artificial. I mean, I have not gotten aroused once watching this video. And that's very surprising, because if I see a video featuring a woman that's allegedly good looking, I would usually have a stain on my slacks by now. Now she's showing a little skin and I'm still not turned on. I think my wee wee has actually shrunk somehow in the 11 minutes, 3 seconds we've been through this ordeal of a video. Oh gosh, show the part where she has a humongous bowel movement. That's interesting. She's just walking around in a bathrobe like it's normal. She looks like a mental asylum patient, just walking around, wandering, talking to some man named Jose. Jose does not appear to want to be on camera. I don't know if he's involved in a life of crime. Now she's back into the whoremobile. She went back home, and it looks like she's getting into another car. Who the hell just like goes around in a robe, a bathrobe? That's very weird. Who just goes around like does their daily chores and daily tasks in a bathrobe? I don't like that. I get uncomfortable when I see people in bathrobes because you assume that they're wearing nothing underneath. You know, what if there's a gust of wind and, you know, her cooter comes flying out? Oh. God, hold the freaking camera still, you dim bulb. Good grief. Touching her lips and mouth again. She has an oral fixation, which probably serves her well. Oh, she doesn't like the attention. Yeah, that's a crock. Ariel, I don't know if this is something to do with the Little Mermaid. Actually, this outfit looks like something out of the a Little Mermaid. Man, she has nothing going on in the chest area, even though I think she has breast implants. I think my breasts might be larger. She's wearing a real short blue and yellow dress, and she actually looks like, one of those attendees at the hot dog on a stick place. Have you ever seen the people at hot dog on a stick with their little outfits? I think she's gonna make a stop at a street corner, try and see how much extra money she can make. There's a lot of camera flashing. If you're someone sensitive to flashing lights, you're probably incapacitated at this point, having a seizure. Black Gilbert Gottfried comes prancing in. There's a lot of balloons. Ariel's Ariel, is that the mulatto? I'm sorry, I mean, is that the baby? I don't know. Is that Perez Hilton? I don't know who that is. Okay, there's really not much happening, just people savoring, low rent alcohol. And they just surprised. Oh God, is that James Charles? Please not let it be the case. Everyone's going wild for this guy that looks like a Puerto Rican prince. Not Prince Royalty, Prince the recording artist. He's okay. So Ariel is apparently an illegal who wears blue pajamas out in the community. No, I'm kidding. If you're Puerto Rican, you can't be illegal. It's a joke. It's a joke. Please. Okay, now he's pressing himself right up on Kylie's chest. I'm not sure if he's straight or what's happening there. Because that was a very, oh my God, some random person is just fondling Ariel. Oh my gosh, this guy makes James Charles look like an MMA fighter in terms of masculinity. Get Tony over here right now. Do it now. Oh boy. They're toasting each other, and Ariel is deep throwing a bratwurst. No, he's not. He's about to blow out the candles. Now, would you feel comfortable eating the cake after this guy has blown out the candles? I'm just making an observation. Oh my God, and now he's shaking like crazy. I guess he loves gifts. It's EZT medicine. No, it's not. Oh, it looks like jewelry. Okay. And his pajamas have become almost loose. His bare chest is exposed. Very unsanitary. Very disturbing. Now there's a bunch of people posing together. Unfortunately, no one threw a live grenade into that group. They made a mess and didn't even leave a tip. The audacity of these jerks. How many subscribers does this idiot have? Oh my gosh, over 5 million at the time of this recording. Unbelievable. I can feel my soul flying out of my body just thinking about over 5 million people subscribing to this ingrate. The video's over. Thankfully, it's come to a merciful end. Not one erection on my part viewing this video. There's nothing sexy or attractive about Kylie Jenner. I don't get what all the fuss is, but it is what it is. It feels like I'm not really connecting with the modern culture. And we're going to talk about the modern culture after our break. Because it seems like the thought police are taking over with respect to Stephen Chowder, I mean Crowder. And we'll get right back to you after these messages. Thanks for sticking with us, Great A Nation. We're now going to talk about Stephen Crowder, the political commentator, who fancies himself as a comedian, but in all honesty, he's not particularly funny. I mean, the only thing funny about him is he kind of looks like Lurch from the Addams Family. He's very, very odd looking. He's a big, tall, dumb, lummox. Still, that's neither here nor there. The focus is on the fact that Steven Crowder has had his YouTube channel demonetized. And the reason for it, apparently, is that some of his content has repeatedly made remarks considered inappropriate directed to this one employee who works for the media outlet Vox, V-O-X. I believe the individual's name is Carlos Mencia. No, that's not right. That's the stand-up comic who steals all the jokes. Carlos Mazda. No, that's not it. That's the car. Carlos Mazda, I believe that's it. I'll have to check with the news team, the Great A Nation news team on that, but I believe it's Carlos Mazda. So, Crowder's uploads sometimes occasionally goof on this Carlos Mazda, and make fun of the fact that Carlos happens to be homosexual and happens to be Latino. And this has led Carlos Mazda to repeatedly use Twitter to call out YouTube and say that they are not looking out for individuals that identify as gay, that people who are posting on YouTube are getting away with hate speech and harassment. And so that resulted in YouTube deciding to demonetize Steven Crowder's uploads. And it's a situation where it's tough because not only has Steven Crowder's content been demonetized, but the content of other content creators has been either demonetized or their channels have been terminated entirely. And the fact that this is all happening at once has raised some eyebrows. A lot of people are concerned that content that is not inflammatory is being flagged as potential hateful videos that violate the terms of service of YouTube. The thing is that, you know, some of these channels are history channels talking about Nazis, and since they are talking about Nazis and might feature imagery about Nazis, the belief is that, oh, well, you know, this is inappropriate content. But, I mean, I think it is important to learn about, you know, what the Nazi party historically stood for, what the ramifications of the Nazi party are historically. And it's a situation where, you know, informational content that is not advocating for white supremacy, neo-Nazism, these uploads are being punished. They're just trying to inform people. They're not trying to spark hate or anything of that type. And I think the situation is one where a lot of folks don't understand how YouTube screens content, because any given minute there is a lot of content being uploaded to YouTube. It is not possible for every single piece of content uploaded to YouTube to be reviewed by people unless they were going to, you know, hire pretty much the entire country of China and, you know, pay them $2 an hour and say, hey, you know, you want to review some crappy videos? So it's a situation where YouTube has to use machine learning, artificial intelligence, to review what the upload says and ascertain whether or not the content is, you know, in line with the YouTube terms of use. But the problem is that the machine learning, the algorithm, it's not necessarily that smart. So if it sees an upload where there is Nazi imagery and there are Nazi historical figures being discussed at length, they're going to mark that as violating the terms of use, even though those videos are not necessarily advocating the Nazi line, so to speak. So it's a matter of YouTube and its screening procedures not necessarily working or being as effective as they should be. Perhaps we should be a little bit more patient with YouTube. Hopefully they can learn how to devise a better screening mechanism, a smarter screening mechanism. But in the meantime, a lot of people have been hurt by the decision of YouTube. Lots of people have been demonetized. And you might say, well, I mean, these people aren't necessarily, you know, living off of their YouTube earnings. But you have to be fair. A lot of these people are making, you know, 500, 1,000, 3,000 a year off of their YouTube ad revenue. And that's a lot of money for a lot of folks. And to have that suddenly taken away with no recourse, no ability to get that revenue back in any way, that hurts them economically. That hurts them. So this whole situation has really just been a humongous mess. Hopefully things will get better. Not particularly optimistic if there seems to be tension from all sides. It's really not necessarily the left trying to impose fascist rules saying, oh, you know, you can't have X, Y, and Z mentioned on YouTube, or you can't use these words on YouTube. Because it seems like all sides are trying to censor the other and silence the voice of the other. And that's something that we have to be very careful about, because it's a slippery slope where you're going to see a lot of false flagging of content. And that's going to make it even harder for YouTube to determine whether or not an upload should stay or not, whether or not an upload should be monetized or not. So, like I said, it is a big mess. Gonna have to wait and see how it plays out, and hopefully this doesn't have a major impact on the 2020 presidential election cycle, where you're gonna see people of all sides of the political spectrum trying to manipulate the YouTube algorithm. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll stick with it, and hopefully you stick with us. We appreciate you listening in. We'll check in with you as soon as possible on the next installment of Gray Day Nation. Take care.